I'll play you this joint that I did yesterday. It's crazy.
That's Dallas producer Joel Garcia, better known as Sick Wit It. Today he's working at EMP Recording Studios in Arlington with Dallas rapper Bobby Sessions.
Right now, I've already kind of got the beat laced, but we wanted to revisit some parts of it and get in a good place for Bobby to finish writing to it so we can record him.
Sessions wants a track that makes you bob your head, but he also writes to inspire people who are dealing with struggles.
Picking the right producer is so important because I'm making you responsible for the sound that's going to accompany this message that could stop somebody from killing themselves.
So what does a producer do? Well, Sick Wit It's mentor, the North Texas producer S1, has worked with Jay-Z, Kanye, and Beyonce, and he says it's far more than beat making.
It's being able to put the right artist on the beat, create the right hook, make sure the mix is good, make sure the vocal production is good so that the vocals sound right. So a producer is able to oversee the whole process and the creation of that song from start to the end product.
The move from beatmaker to producer is a graduation process, and Sick Wit It graduated in 2009 when his hip-hop group The Citizens got the opportunity to open for Lil Wayne in their hometown, Corpus Christi.
I felt like we had propelled into this whole situation on a more professional level, and it caused me to say, okay, if people are asking us to be a part of something this big, that must mean that the music is actually quality and good.
After the Lil Wayne show, Sick Wit It pursued music with every free moment, even though it was his job with a video production company that paid the bills.
It was my passion. It was that thing that's like, I can't wait to get out of work because I'm gonna stay up all night and work on my craft.
Eventually, he decided to quit his job and focus on his dream.
Straight up, I was afraid. I didn't have a lot of money saved up, and it was a struggle, man.
For a few months, Sick Wit It had to depend on unemployment and food stamps.
Every month, I questioned whether I should go back to work, and there got to a point where I was like 3 months behind on my rent. They were about to shut off my lights, and it was just a lot of things that were going wrong, and I just didn't have the financial means to help me keep going.
But finally, in 2013, 4 years after he hit the stage with Lil Wayne, and only months after he had quit his job, his projects began to pay off.
Literally, like in a week's time, all in the same week, I had placed a record with Snow the Product. I had placed a record on the hit TV show Power with 50 Cent, and I had also placed a record on a beer ad with Tecate.
These placements fueled his dream, and in 2015, he was invited to iStandard's prestigious Battle of the Beats competition. He competed against 1,500 other producers, and he won, something he says he couldn't have done without belief in a higher power.
Faith, for me, is everything. I'm a believer in God. I believe that my talents and my gifts come from Him, and I believe that every opportunity I've ever had in my life has been an open door because of Him.
Sick Wit It credits faith with providing him strength on December 26, 2015. That's when tornadoes tore through the Rowlett neighborhood where his family lived, destroying his sister's home and his car.
We're, you know, trying to salvage whatever we can. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get around. And I just thought, man, this year is totally shot.
But somehow, he regained his footing, and 2016 turned out to be his most successful year. He was named Dallas's best producer by the Dallas Observer. His beats were chosen by hip-hop magazine XXL for their Freshman Cypher videos, and those videos have had more than 30 million views. He also released a documentary shining a spotlight on the producer scene in North Texas, and he was nominated for a Dove Award, which recognizes Christian music. He says it's like a fairy tale story.
I'm not winning Grammys. I'm not having hit records on the radio yet. And I did say yet. But I just enjoy my journey, and I see the constant growth. I see the progression, and I'm 100% happy with that. I can't complain.
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.